is still. Oh, how dim you kingdom in that house on the hill. Look out for love. Big, big love. You said that you love me and that you always will. Oh, you made me to keep you in that house on the hill. Looking out for love. Big, big
It's Thursday, and me and Riff are ready to do a show.
Oh yeah!
We thought it was like an hour from now. I mean, we didn't think that we weren't sitting there thinking it's an hour from now because that wouldn't make any sense. But daylight savings snuck up on us from round the globe. Did the time change here? Do they do daylight savings?
Yeah, I don't know.
Pardon me. Anyway, so there's plenty of questions. We could just jump right into the questions if we didn't have anything particularly exciting to bullshit about. You got anything exciting to bullshit about?
I'm drinking absinthe again.
You're always drinking absinthe again.
Always on the radio.
Right.
That may maybe that'll become the weekly absinthe drinking event when we get back.
Good deal. Going to have to figure out a way to get around Arizona's draconian booze mailing laws and actually get some absinthe into that into that dry, dry desert. yeah, it's tasty. Going to have to crack open one of the other bottles.
Oh, I thought you already had.
No. I'm going to need mine cold, so it won't be till later if I do it. Oh, I see. The DJ Starkmoon says that there's 2 weeks where the time is changed in the U.S., but not in the U.K.
Oh.
That's got to be such a pain in the ass, given that Cassandra,
really,
who manages the schedule, is here.
Why did they move it up 2 weeks here? I mean, there.
I don't know. Was that something? Is that that thing that George Bush voted on?
I think so, yeah. What the hell was the point of that?
He voted on. he won.
Yeah.
1-0.
I think he's just being a dick and doing stupid things while he still has the chance. That's my bet.
I think he'll always be a dick doing stupid things. I think it'll just eventually get less important. Glebe says, I support the Mrs. Scullion's lie, becoming radio semi-regulars. It's a great change of pace. I honestly would support continuing to only do one radio show a week, because this has been kind of nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I always find on the nights that there's a radio show that I get working on something that the radio show totally interrupts. Like, I wasn't necessarily doing anything the night before, you know, or whatever. Like, it's something about having the radio show lurking in the few hours distance makes it so I get to working on something that I don't want to stop when it's actually time. But anyway, today that wasn't such a big deal. I was cleaning the toilet, and I stopped cleaning the toilet to get on the radio. So I don't mind a little break from that. Ponjos asks if there were any new games on the Wii this week. I don't know either. Haven't looked. Gleebs agrees with Zlania that iTunes is the devil. Yeah, me too, for fuck's sake. These assholes spent like 20 minutes trying to figure out how to get iTunes to do something that I couldn't get it to do to, like, prove me wrong. But nope, I was right. iTunes just sucks nuts. Can't create a playlist using songs on somebody else's library. You could listen to them in whatever order you want, but you can't automate listening to them in a specific order. Yeah. Torek agrees that iTunes is the devil, and you two will never use that devil thing.
Whatever.
And then Gleebs asks Scully, you have no problem with iTunes messing with your music, but when Mrs. Skullhead organizes your closet, you flip out? I fail to see the difference. Eh. Same shit. I would never let my woman get away with shit like that. Baraka says, hey, have you ever been to Sierra Vista? It's the worst place on earth. I have been to Sierra Vista, actually. My dad was a probation officer in Benson for a while, and a lot of his caseload was in Sierra Vista, which, you know, hey, has a lot of people on probation. Must be awesome. But we went there. Where else? There was another town. Sierra Vista might be the town that I'm thinking of, actually. There were some interesting parts of it. I like towns where parts of the town are built on the sides of mountains, and, like, there are sidewalks that are even with, like, the roofs of buildings downhill from you. And, like, you know, certain places where you're actually walking across someone's roof to get to, like, a set of stairs that lead down to the next sidewalk. That's cool. I enjoy things like that. I enjoy towns that are put together like Minas Tirith. There aren't a lot of towns like that, though, with the whole seven rings of walls, you know, with towers girdled around.
Are there many towns like that?
I don't know. There's Minas Tirith. And it's got that awesome thing to jump off of when you set yourself on fire. Like, there aren't a lot of towns like that provide for
extreme!
That.
Extreme!
Let's see. Miss Gwyn says that she's the other black chick, so they must have been talking about my wife on the show. I'm going to have to get a copy of that, stir up some shit. Tristan says, is Mr. Skullhead going to sleep on the couch tonight? I don't know. So maybe Scully said something about my wife that I especially don't appreciate. LSK says, are you aware that KOL is a shining example of a perfect economy, as a microeconomics major would call it? The games economy is interesting to study from a microeconomic view. Oh, I'm aware of. I'm aware that KOL is an example of a perfect everything. I mean, it's pretty much the best video game ever. It's the best website ever. It's best job ever.
I saw a thing on Metafilter. Somebody linked a thing called, I think it's sucksrocks.com, where it uses, you type in something, and it searches the internet using Yahoo's search API for things like X sucks, X rocks, I love X, and so forth, and then gives you a rating based on the proportion, and we got 9.1 out of 10.
Really?
Yep.
Nice. So that means 91% of the comments that it found that fit into those categories were positive?
Yep.
Awesome. Hogula says, utterly sadistic idea. How about a monster that steals stuff from you? Maybe just meat or just food or booze or something, because having your hard-earned digital key stolen by some stupid monster, yeah. Yeah, no, dude, totally.
Could be.
Something on my little list of stuff that I had put in there was a monster that stole meat from you. What would be neat, actually, a monster that stole meat from you and then the amount that it stole was added to the meat that it dropped if you killed it, for instance, that'd be pretty easy to do. It could just, like, give you a flag.
It's very rare that there's a monster that players don't kill, though.
I don't know that that's really true. I've been actually playing the game. I ascended as Jick and just decided, you know what, I'm just going to play it like it's like, I'm going to play like I'm a first time hardcore SEAL clubber and just see what happens. And I've been getting beat all the time because I have no idea how powerful anything is, right? Like I just sort of, so it's, yeah, it's been, but I'm getting my ass kicked all the time. I spend about a third of my turns resting. That's how good I am at this game. but yeah, no, we definitely thought about that. And also, Hagula says, would it be possible to make a monster or boss that, as its special attack, nullifies the effects of any buffs you have on without wiping them like the Naughty Sorceress does? While the latter would be really irritating for anyone who's dumping their excess MP from stasis, Yuletide trolls, lions, or what have you into buffs, the former would make for a sort of strategically interesting boss battle or random encounter. Yeah. That would be kind of rough, actually. The game knows... I'm trying to think how that would work. The game knows your base stats, right? So there could be a monster that pretended that your stats were your base stats. I mean, it could give you a one-round effect that negated all of your stat boosts, you know, or there could be something that gave you a one round effect that just like de-leveled your familiar, like just had it ignore all of your special buffs or whatever. That'd be cool. That would actually work. Just an effect, as long as it was like, you know what? Actually, today I had to write some code that applied an effect that had to sort of supersede the rest of the effect code. So there's now a spot for like last minute effects, like effects that it's important that the calculation from them come last in line. And, so yeah, totally do that. One turn debuff. The whole coming to the realization that giving you a one turn effect was effectively giving you an effect that just lasted for that battle. Or until your next one, if you use like that scrap of paper trick to run away, that's kind of awesome. Actually,
yeah.
we gotta hide something somewhere that requires you to get a debuff and then get away from the monster with the debuff on and go do something else.
That'd be interesting. Yeah.
Oh man, requiring you to have like three of those or something. I mean, it'd have to be some like dumb trophy or something, right? Like, we wouldn't want you to have to do that to like solve a puzzle game.
That'd be rude, but.
But yeah, like if we do that thing where you start bleeding or you get set on fire, a trophy, I mean, we're just totally spoiling this by saying it on the radio, but yeah. A trophy for going to the trophy hut while bleeding and on fire.
Yeah. A bad day trophy.
Yeah. Of course, now that I've said it here on the radio in front of everybody, we can't do
it. That reminds me, I need to eat my fettuccine in Kanu today.
And then Hagula says, ooh, that reminds me. Remember that idea I had where the Nemesis bosses could have special attributes that make them weak to their respective classes' playing styles? Then he says, Gorgolok would be really strong but not attack for a few rounds, prompting lunging thrust smack use. I don't know that that's entirely... I don't know that prompts LTS use. I think that that prompts just killing it quickly, which is not necessarily like a SEAL clubber-only strategy. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm all about, you know, changing the bosses up a little bit, and that's an interesting. I know Riff's got some ideas for those.
Well, I mean, not for the bosses in particular.
Oh, really?
I was just sort of keeping them the same, but stronger.
We could figure out some way to make them a little special.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway, and then he says the spirit of New Wave would buff itself, encouraging disco D levels. Stella the Turtle Poacher would use multiple weak attacks in one round, multiplying the damage-reducing effects of Turtle Tamer stuff. Huh, that'd be pretty tricky.
See, I like them each having their own stuff, but I don't think it's a good idea to have what their thing is something that makes them inherently weak, like, against the class you're fighting them as. That doesn't work. But
maybe something that makes them stronger against it. I mean, that's the thing. Like, yeah, you're right. I don't know. It could be interesting. If there was something that, I mean, we could put in somewhere that... Okay, let's say there was a situation where you could choose between six bosses, and each of them was designed to be weak against one particular play style. Hmm. You know, that'd be interesting. Of course, six is hard. Three. I can imagine a situation where you would choose between three bosses or whatever in a little mini quest or something. Somerset Lopez could nullify all buffs except Accordion Thief once. A special ability that just doesn't apply in the actual game.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah, all right. Foggy says, a mechanic question for you. Let's say you have a character who has ignored their quests for a long number of turns for whatever reason. Do your special quest adventures, like the birthday candles or plastic wrap, pop up quicker in those circumstances? A friend did the cops at level 11, a friend is in quotes there, and went from start to finish in four adventures, which seems fast. No. People think that we... I think that people believe that we might have some mechanism in place that slows down people who are trying to go quickly, like that specifically slows down people who are like to, you know, to encourage people to do other stuff or to put quests off until later, and that's actually not the case. I can imagine it seeming like that because, like, the fights are a lot easier if you go back to an early zone after you're a high level for it or whatever. But no, the cops thing, that's just RNG. And, motherfucking Istaria Suka made a post that, I don't know when this post was, but it was in one of the threads pissing and moaning about the...
Oh, yeah, I saw that. That kind of pissed me right off.
Basically, yeah. his thread or yeah. The whining?
That particular post.
That post. Yeah. Because where he's just like, you know, basically, like, Scully can't be trusted to write content for the game. You know, because he doesn't know anything about optimized gameplay, which is like,
well, basically saying, well, I didn't read it as just being Scully. It was like, you guys don't play the game and you don't listen to the devsters, so fuck you guys. Yeah. And like, you want to know why we don't listen to people? We don't listen to people when they're deliberately antagonistic assholes. That's when we don't listen to people.
I'd spent quite a bit of time composing a kind of a nasty reply to that, but ended up not actually posting it. But yeah. Anyway. Yeah. There will be, with NS13, there are going to be some changes to the way stuff like that, the special quest adventures, as Foggy calls them, some of which are super likely adventures, and a surprising number of which I found as I was going through are just regular adventures, because they are from quests that were designed and written before the super likely thing happened, which is interesting, because it means that some of the quests can be sped up by plus non-combat stuff, and some of them can't, and there's no good reason that it's like that. It just is. But anyway, somebody had suggested a long time ago putting floors and ceilings on the super likely encounters, and that's sort of what we've done. Foggy also says, also, just how rare are the packs of trading cards? I've done three pulls pretty much every day since it came out and gotten one pack. I don't remember.
That's better than I've got.
Really?
Yeah. Although I only do it mostly every day. I forget a lot of the times.
Oh, let's see. I'm looking for...
Yay, I got a stuffed Kokobo. Those are my favorite.
Shit, I don't even know where this code is. Okay. Well, it looks like there are... Weird. What are, is there one, prize that... Oh, no, never mind. That's not one. It's a range between those two item IDs. I thought there were just two item IDs that you got out of there the overwhelming majority of the time, but it's totally not. They're pretty rare. Yeah, they're rare. I think Riff wrote the probabilities on those.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Riff's probabilities are always kind of stabby. Although, you believed that the rare tiny plastics were made too rare.
Yeah, at first.
Well, let's see. Hogulus says, how would you feel about making a boss which can only be defeated with a specific skill and making that skill available to all classes during an ascension after some subquest? It's an interesting mechanic, right? Like say you could find a Tome of Ancient Forbidden Unspeakable Evil Banishing, which would give you some weak spell, but that's the only spell that could hurt some form of boss out there. Yeah, no, that's kind of a neat mechanic, actually. We came to the realization the other day that there's nothing stopping us from just giving people intrinsics.
Hmm.
Other than, you know, not wanting to clog up the... But, I mean, you get
some... Are you looking at Dev, actually? Sorry to interrupt.
Am I looking at what now?
Xenophobe needs form admin access to kill a spammer.
Well, okay. Forums.kingdomofloathing.com. Welcome to 10 dozen minutes of listening to me make Xenophobe a form admin. Well, weird. The permissions page looked totally different. I know, this is horrible radio. anyway, Do Not Care 95 says, will Quest for the 8-Bit Realm ever be added? I could totally see a Metroid-based quest where you have to kill Kraid and Ridley, then use 150 missiles to kill Mother Brain. That'd be awesome. You have to make 150... okay, yep. There's going to be a required council quest at the 8-Bit Realm that requires you to make 150 missiles.
And the missiles are like 3 red pixels and...
25
white pixels.
The Pretender says, now that the WADs have been incorporated, most of the spleen items are only really useful for auto-sell. Do you plan on revamping this so that the spleen items are slightly more useful? Man, I used every one that I got my hands on when I was playing today and yesterday. But then again, I suck at the game. I've been thinking about putting some stuff in the 8-Bit Realm. We came up with one special monster effect for in there, and I was thinking about some non-combats. That'd make everybody pretty happy. Although I feel like if there were non-combats where, you know, it was like a choice adventure, and one of the choices was that you could get 3 white pixels for one adventure, that's probably even good for people back farming the white pixels for the key. So, I don't know. I'd say we can do some stuff in there. Minor Annoyance says, can you make it so the Comic Chameleon won't steal a Pet Rock Groucho disguise from the arena? It's already unlikely you'll get something that you need at the moment, and those glasses seem to appear far more than they should with randomness, unless I've just been very unlucky. Huh. Yeah. It kind of doesn't make any sense that they would... Because Pet Rocks are kind of premium.
Yeah. You know. And those are...
Grimoire items anyway.
Grimoire,
right?
Items, yeah.
So, yeah, I should probably do that. I don't know if there's a blacklist there or not.
I imagine there is. I don't think you can get spooky or sleazy gravy fairy items from it.
Oh, I don't know. I hadn't even thought about it. There must be a blacklist in there, yeah. Oh, Cyan220 says, would you consider increasing the difficulty of the game after your initial ascension? Like, if you start an account, you'd have to complete NS11, and then after you ascended, you would have NS13, and then new players could slowly be introduced to new content. New players are already slowly introduced to new content. Yeah. I don't think there's... That's horribly complicated to even think about how it would work anyway.
Yeah.
So, no. Oatcan says, I found this site that sells absente, absinthe refined. I was wondering if anybody has tried it before I spend my hard-earned scratch. If it does indeed suck, could you start selling absinthe in the KOL store? Eh. Inferno Hero says, the March 5th rant from Zly was the best rant against World of Warcraft ever. Oh, I have to listen to that. I've never tried that absinthe stuff. I think it's some kind of imitation absinthe that doesn't have whatever it is in it that makes it illegal to get absinthe in the U.S., so it's probably not as good as
I think it's not actually illegal anymore. It's just no one has it or something.
Really? I thought it was still illegal to...
Let me look at that.
About, yeah, but Wikipedia knows. Inferno Hero says, awesome, I just listened to the outro of March 5th, and I've discovered that I'm not the only one who at least knows of Fountain of Wayne's songs other than that damned Stacy's Mom song. Mexican Wine and Hey Julie are the greatest Fountains of Wayne songs ever. Could you guys play some during the break slash outro? Nope, don't have any. The Gunrun says he wants to go to MIT, but asks if we have any tips, and I don't know, man. I didn't go to MIT. Hot Stuff is sick. And sleeping. Nope, turns out he's in the bathroom. Well, we'll see. We'll see how he's feeling. Maybe he'll want to get on the radio. Maybe answering the Gunrun's question about how to get into MIT will be just the thing to perk him up. Hot Stuff is always sick. Hot Stuff has the constitution of a tiny, tiny bird. Drax Duin says, I could be wrong, but it seems as though my clover disappeared when I adventured in the haiku dungeon and got the challenge. No clover poof message, but it's gone. Is this right? I don't know, actually. I haven't looked at that, code. Well, no, I would have to look at that code. Hey, Hot Stuff, you want to get on the radio? Alright, Hot Stuff gave a resounding, sure. and then a resounding coughing all over me and my beer. It wasn't actually particularly resounding. I will look at the adventure code and see if there's anything that would be causing that. Of course, if there is, I can't fix it because the adventure code in dev is in a very perilous state right now. I've rewritten all of the logic that tells you which zones you can get into at under given circumstances, so that it is such that we can make. Teleportitis send you anywhere that you can go, rather than just the lobby zones. Hold on one second here while I flip the splitters to a... this is going to cut us off and make things absolutely silent for as long as it takes me to plug this shit in. And we're back. All right.
So the Absinthe site says... The regulations regarding shipping from the UK to the US are complicated to say the least, but we believe that it is currently legal to possess, drink, and import absinthe for personal consumption in the US.
But if you make other people drink it, you could go to jail?
Yeah. I guess, or if you try and resell it.
I'm sorry, I'm super, super ill, so I'm under the weather, as it were. I guess we're all theoretically under weather.
Not generally over the weather. Unless the weather was bad and I have since gotten over it.
That's true.
I'm already over this joke.
And I'm not ready for that jelly.
So looking at this code, it looks like it is possible that not only would getting the haiku adventure take a clover if you had one, but that it would give you whatever the adventure you would have gotten would have given you. I'm not positive. I'm not positive because what was happening was it was redirecting to the specific haiku puzzle page, but it was not halting the script execution. Huh. So the adventure script might have just been running in the background. I would have thought that somebody would have noticed that before now, but maybe not. Maybe not. Hot Stuff. The Gunrun wants to go to MIT, and he asked if you had any tips.
Well, I mean... The admissions process at MIT is kind of interesting, I guess. They take all of your test scores and grades and stuff like that and rate you on a rank between 1 and 5 or 0 and 5 and give you a numeric number there. And then they take all of the sort of more subjective stuff and do, like, all your essays and recommendations and extracurriculars and stuff like that, and they give you another score between 0 and 5. And then that's your X and your Y axis, and you become a point on a plot. And then they decide what slope of line they want that particular year, whether they want people who are more academically minded or more sort of like extracurricularly or
More interesting.
So basically like...
It's like smart on one scale, on nerdy one axis, and interesting on another.
Yeah, smart and interesting, right? So they set a slope and then they just move the slope down until they have enough students that they think, they want to admit.
Huh.
So it's hard to say whether, you know, like, you know, you really need to worry about your test scores in any particular year, or whether you really need to worry about academics, like, extracurriculars and stuff like that. But I mean, having a lot of good stuff in both categories is really helpful. I remember there was like on the app, my application, at the very last question was like, is there anything else that you wanted to say that you didn't feel like the application gave you a chance to say? So I just drew a picture of like a rainbow and clouds and stuff like that in crayon on the back of my application. And I got in, so I don't know. I felt like, because there were two other kids from my high school who applied, and one of them used that space to explain why he didn't have as many extracurriculars as he wanted, and the other one explained why he had a B once or something. And I was like, that's so dumb. They don't care. They don't want to hear that. So, the more fun and funny you can be while still sort of showing intellect will help a lot, I think, in your personal essays and stuff like that. MIT wants smart people, but they also want, you know, interesting people. Yeah, they want
creative people.
One thing about MIT is that they don't really teach very well. I would not say that the quality of education from a top-down kind of point of view is actually very good at MIT, but the caliber of students around, like the people that they admit, can really sort of educate themselves, and the resources are fantastic. So if you're sort of self-motivated and you like sort of solving puzzles on your own, kind of.
I see. So you're not so much going there as to be taught as going there because it's a great place for you to go and learn something.
Yeah, and I mean they really heavily encourage collaboration and stuff like that. Like you can work together on your homework with everybody. It's not like they don't really have any kind of problem with that. You have to turn in your own homework, but you know if you have the same answers as your study group, that's fine, right? So it's I feel like it's definitely a really great place for a particular kind of person. So if you feel like that sounds interesting to you,
do you think it's a great place for the kind of person who would send, say, 250 radio questions for us to answer in lightning round format? Or how many was it? 100?
I don't remember.
104 or something. Maybe just 100.
Yeah. Do we answer them in no particular order, or do we just answer them without reading the questions?
I think we answered them without reading the questions. We did it so that he could reconstruct it if he had a record of the questions that he asked, right? But yeah, I don't know that anybody ever did.
Which is fine.
Yeah. Because I remember being more honest in that lightning round than I probably would have been if he had actually asked those questions and we'd read them. Oatgan asks a question. Do you see Oatgan's question?
I don't have the questions.
Oh. Well, anyway, Oatgan asks a question that I'm actually not going to read because it's such a good idea that I don't want anyone to know that it wasn't ours. No, just kidding. So we were talking about how in the interest of keeping up what we've done so far this year.
How do you spell Oatgan?
O-A-T-G-A-N. In the interest of keeping up the sort of tradition that we seem to be on, which is like January's item of the month was a January kind of thing from last year, and February was another thing. Like February of last year, we were thinking, well, all right, what we should do is we should bust our asses and make a new badger type familiar for this, this coming summer, right? June that we did the badger?
I believe
right.
so.
And Oatgan is, has a very inspired suggestion
for
what that should
be.
Yeah, no, it's perfect. Anyway, way to go, Oatgan. He gets one for free.
if we remember. Now Oatgan has to remind us.
No, there's no way. We'll think, all right, we were going to do something badger-like. What's that? Oh, yeah, all right. And then we won't remember who it was that suggested it, so somebody needs to tell us that. Psycho asked if we've seen Hot Fuzz. Oh yeah.
That was goddamn awesome.
So great. It makes me incredibly happy because imagine if you had gone to see Club Dread and it had been funnier than Super Troopers, you would be like, fuck yes. These guys are going to be making awesome movies for the next 25 years that we get to watch, and they're just going to keep being good. Yeah. Hot Fuzz.
Hot Fuzz.
Funny as shit. I don't know how well it would stand up to repeated viewing, but...
I don't know. I think...
I don't know. I'm
least,
saying I don't know.
I mean, the few surprises wouldn't be as surprising, but...
I don't really remember
all the action... Well, like, finding out who done it and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
But all, I'm sure all the action and stuff would still be pretty awesome. Yeah,
that
yeah,
is true. That
would,
is true.
I'm
this,
sure there's.
Yeah, my wife picks up on one specific aspect of it that we're pretty sure they probably took the care to do kind of a very complicated joke.
Yeah,
and we wanted to actually.
And I'm sure there's probably stuff that happened that we totally missed the first time.
Tomato Bob says, how about a weird implementation for an ultra rare in the form of a super secret extra quest with ultra rare like occurrences? Basically in which you free King Ralph and he tells you he isn't the king you're looking for, that king is in a different castle, and you have to fight an ultra rare, not naughty sorceress final boss before ascending. That'd be a lot of work for something that very few people would ever see.
Yeah. It's cool, but...
Yeah.
Yeah.
John Rahman with a goatee says, could you make the Seal Clubber tongue skills usable on other players?
Yeah.
That is one thing that we have never done, right?
We have
never
done a sense of personal space?
A heal other players skill, because it's not particularly useful, right? Like in our
in combat.
In our game, yeah. You can't do it while they're in combat anyway, so. I don't know. I mean, it would be... It would cause a lot of people to stand in chat begging for a heal.
You think?
Well, I don't know. I mean, like instead of resting, sure, get somebody to throw a tongue on. Yeah.
It'd be interesting because it'd be all the buff bots with all the tongues
heal. Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. It's something to think about.
But. I mean, one thing that it would break is that's a Seal Clubber skill set. And Seal Clubbers have traditionally not had anything which affects other players.
Yeah, right. I wasn't necessarily thinking that it would actually be done with the tongues, but that the idea of a healing spell that was usable on other players is... Hogula says, how would you guys feel about giving players a contagious disease, that is, one that infects enemies if they hit the player, weakening them or having some other effect? I mean, the Saw Spheres are kind of like that. What does spooky sauce do? It's like another sauce sphere, isn't
buff,
it? That just
yeah.
does that just does spooky damage. Spooky damage to that. I remember what it used to do, and then we were told that it was so overpowered that it just
destroyed the entire game.
It destroyed the entire game. Yeah, that it basically made the lunging thrust smack strategy so vastly superior to anything else that you could ever do that no one would ever do anything else. It's already vastly superior, but, you know. Presence says, when low-level accordion thieves try to smurf, they should get some hint that they'll be able to successfully smurf once they're more moxious. Yeah. I don't know. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, regarding sending candy hearts, would it be hard to use your last hearts message as the default for the next one, so you wouldn't have to retype the message if you're sending a lot? That's one of those things where...
I don't know that anyone would want that.
Yeah, I feel like there are just as many people who would be annoyed by that as be happy about it, and it doesn't merit, like, an account menu setting.
Yeah.
So I think probably the status quo is the answer. An enemy lasagna says, what are your opinions on Animal Crossing and Animal Crossing Wild World? Okay, I didn't see where these broke up. I don't know. I feel the same way about Animal Crossing that I feel about Second Life. I actually played Animal Crossing a little bit. Although I didn't. There was this girl I was dating who watched TV all the goddamn time, and I thought, you know what, if I bought her Animal Crossing, maybe she would play that all the time instead of watching TV all the time, and I would find that less annoying. And she did, but I didn't find it any less annoying.
Yeah. I played Wild World for a while, and
what's Wild World?
It's the DS
version.
The
DS one. Oh.
And the reason I stopped playing it is because there's a holiday that happens once a year, once a real year, that where you get a week to have the best garden of flowers in town.
Yeah.
And the mayor judges, and whoever gets it gets a trophy. And I was like, all right, I've already managed to raise some like rare hybrids like blue and purple and black roses. So I'm gonna rip this shit up, and there's no way I'm gonna lose this thing. And then some fucking dog that had like two white daisies and a red rose won. And I was like, you know what? Fuck this game.
Was it random?
I have no idea.
The fact that it is a once per actual year contest, and that one of the fucking NPCs even can win it.
Yeah.
Just, like, that's taking the immersion way too far. Like, that's just making it not fun. I mean, that's a game. If it's not a game,
but
why bother making anybody lose at it, you know? And it's not a fucking game.
Do they know deep down in their little console hearts that you advanced the calendar to that time? Or did you actually wait for that holiday to show up?
I didn't advance the calendar.
You didn't?
Weirdly, no. It just happened to come up.
I see.
That was the irritating thing. I mean, I can see how the... As an MMO, I can see how it would work. But it's not. That whole real-time advancement. I mean, I think there's probably a way to do that, right? Like, if there was an RPG that you could set your character to doing something when you logged off, like lifting weights or whatever, and
if you forget to log back in, he dies.
He just dies. Yeah. His arms break backwards, and and cockroach arms come out, like in that Nightmare on Elm Street. That was fucked up, man.
I did not see that.
I don't remember that.
I think it was like
I probably saw it and just blocked it out.
Fourth one or something. That it was a girl, like, yeah, this bodybuilder girl, and in her nightmare, she's like, you know, lifting weights, she's pushing up this giant, like bench pressing this giant thing, and then suddenly her arms just break backwards at the elbows, and the skin tears open, and these giant cockroach legs come out, and then she like turns into a cockroach.
Blah.
You know, she it's like when that one time that Gregor Samsa awoke.
Right.
You know. And then...
Did she turn into a cockroach in real life?
Yes. Yeah. Well, it was Nightmare on Elm Street. It doesn't matter, right? So she turns into the cockroach in the dream, suddenly gets stuck to her floor, and then, you know, the camera pans out, and it's the inside of a roach motel that Freddy Krueger's looking at, and he says something, you know, snarky about how she checks in but doesn't check out or something. And yeah.
Was this the TV show, or was this a movie?
No, it was a movie.
Okay.
The TV show didn't really have Freddy in it.
He would comment on
stuff. Yeah, he commented on stuff, but it was the TV show was more like Tales from the Dark Side or Tales from the Crypt, only he was the Crypt Keeper.
Right.
Tales from the Dark Side, only he was the Dark Side. Or
Dark Side? That big planet-eating guy?
Tales from the Dark Side was weird. I remember one where this woman went on a diet, and the first part of the diet was to put this hearing aid in. And it was a hearing aid that let you hear meat screaming as people were cutting into it and eating it. So she started eating nothing but vegetables. And then the second part of the diet was this pair of glasses that you'd put on, and it let you see these little anthropomorphic faces on all of your vegetables and fruits and talk to them. And then in the end, she can't bear to eat her friend, so she sews her mouth shut and dies.
That's a great diet.
She lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Tales from the Dark Side was weird. You know what was kind of good, though? Was Friday the 13th, the series.
The one where they had
the antique store. The guy had nothing, not a goddamn thing to do with Friday the 13th.
Anything at all.
Yeah. Who was the girl in that?
I don't remember.
Because I can only picture Gillian Anderson in it, but it totally wasn't Gillian Anderson. But yeah, so the old man had like made a deal with the devil, and
everything in his store was cursed
that he sold, and so they had his list of everything that he had ever sold, and that's such a cool premise for a show, right? Because it's like, oh, you know, we need another season of episodes. Oh, look, we found another page in this manifest. You know,
let's see here.
Yeah, that show was good. I wonder if that exists on DVD.
Luis Robbie was played by Mickey Foster.
Right. So, just nobody.
Nobody that we know.
Yeah, so Animal Crossing.
Or Mickey Foster is played by Luis Robbie. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
Also still nobody we know. She really only did that. She was in the Money Pit as a female vocalist. Wow.
Gleeb says, you know how K-mails with packages in your inbox show what's inside the packages after you open them? Could you make that happen for K-mails in your outbox, too?
stuff you, so you know who you
send. So that you, when you send stuff to people, you can see what? That's a little trickier, actually.
I mean, I could record it right away, I guess.
Yeah,
it,
and I would be down with recording it textually, because that generating that you... I mean, it's using the text that's actually generated when the item is granted
right.
to the person. So that text sort of doesn't exist for you sending it out. Hagula says, being afflicted with temporary amnesia and facing the giant mirror should generate an amusing message. you see some dude.
Which is weird if you're playing a female character.
Waterbau says, okay, we've had a the Mr. and Mrs. Skullhead plus Sly show. How about a Johnson family show with Jick, his mom, and his wife?
That'd be kind of funny.
I was saying you guys should totally do a Jick and Jick's mom show.
Yeah. I don't know where we're going to be on Thursday. I mean,
Thursday next?
Yeah. Thursday next we're going to be in either Rome or Paris. Is Thursday night when we're on the train? Why doesn't someone look up the date? Next Thursday is the 22nd. Yeah, all right. So there's just no way we can do a Thursday show. So I'm gonna have to get somebody to cover that.
Train.
That'd be weird.
Yeah, I'm gonna get somebody to drink. My throat is killing me.
Really weird. It's killing me too because you keep coughing on my beer. Oh, let's see. Hagula says, do knee butts do extra damage to wolfmen? If not, they should. Hagulis gives a whole bunch of ideas for, wow. Hagulis suggests that Racecar Bob and Bob Racecar give you a nasty case of straw warts. Hagulis has been taking his things I said earlier this afternoon pills. I'm gonna copy and paste all of Hagulis' suggestions into our Wikigasm thread about that. And, we're not on the train till the 23rd, so... I don't know if it's worth taking headsets and shit. And the chance that we'll... I don't know, we could do it from a hotel, probably. That might be fun. We'll see how we feel. I'll take my headset just in case. I'll get Hot Stuff to take his just in case. What was I getting ready to look at? Oh, I was getting ready to put Hogulus' suggestions into the special attack ideas thread in the Wikigasm. And I'm going to put Hogulus' name in bold in there so everybody knows that these are Hogulus' ideas. Ailuro Dragon says, I put enough meat into a legend statue to level, but it didn't increase my donation allowed to reflect my new level. Bug or function as designed. I left the Legends Hall and came back, and it allowed me to donate 10k more. Woo! Yeah. Huh. I don't know if that's worth doing. Kingdom Lotto Man says, hey guys, just wondering if NS13 is going to see the Raffle House have a change of items. Maybe before that, I don't know. We've been talking about it. We had an idea. One that everybody's going to love. Honestly, we looked it up, and the ones that exist now, the things that are equivalent to that are so cheap in the mall that... it will be trivial for anyone to get one, so I just don't think it's a big deal. I don't know, man. Especially if we do like 5 or 10 a day instead of 3. Yeah. Wow. Hogulus has some other cool ideas in here. I'm gonna cut and paste this one out into our thing too. We should just start having every message Hogula sends to Radio Bugbear go straight into our to-do list. Zumbini 666 says, why doesn't the fuzzy dice's picture appear when it rolls? Or do you consider the roll result to be the picture? I do consider the roll result to be the picture. Meridia says the pirate avatar should have the parrot on it. It'd be really tricky to put something on the shoulder of a stick figure the way that I draw the stick figures. I think it would look like total ass. Rickett says, hey guys, thanks for turning the procrastination giant into the stab bat of monsters. Actually, I think it was a, hey guys, thanks for turning the procrastination giant into the stab bat of monsters. You're welcome. Baby Scarface says, why doesn't the bottle of beer golem drop a beer? You are, after all, taking one from him. Oh, yeah, I meant to go in and do that whole thing where it gives you a beer. Because there's surely one where it takes a beer off of itself and throws it at you.
Yeah, probably.
Or whatever. QOV says, why doesn't the Spanish Fly quest show in the quest log? Because it's never finished. It would just show up forever. Yeah. That's why. Zumbini666 says, are there any plans for us to ever meet slash kill the Spooky Raven family? There might be. Got some work to do later. If you got time to sit around and talk for about an hour about something. I did something that's kind of exciting today. Yeah, we're not telling you guys what it is, listeners.
People who will actually play the game and find it later. People.
Werebear says, what is a de-doo-dah, and how does one zip it? And Akaju says, there should be a reference to Ray Romano in the Oranges or Bananas. Chick knows which story I'm referencing. Yeah. God damn it. Olaf says, why is this show so early? Because we ran into Martin Lawrence earlier, and he was like, damn show, you so early. And Naked Juice says, did you hear Zlaenia's Tuna Canyon story from a recent Monday show? We need a Tuna Canyon in KOL.
Tuna Canyon?
I'm assuming that's some vagina euphemism. You know what I was thinking? Somebody suggested a new monster in the hole in the sky that was a little man in a canoe. I was thinking if we could come up with enough total, like, non, just super disgusting vagina euphemisms, it might be funny if on alternate ascensions the monsters in the hole in the sky were all vagina references.
Yeah, because I was going to say we can't just put one vagina reference when all the other monsters are dick jokes.
Trouble is, like, the dick, like, euphemisms for penis are goofy and funny, and euphemisms for vagina are just kind of disgusting. Maybe there's enough we don't know about.
I mean,
the floppy taco. You know, the meat curtains.
Yeah, beaver is really the only one that I can think of.
The beaver. The muff. It could be like a you know, little the flange.
Flange,
just
yeah.
The flange, yeah.
The spam purse.
The axe wound.
The axe wound, yeah. We really only need five or six, yeah. No, okay, done. Awesome. All right, Tuesday update for the win.
That's a great Tuesday, actually.
It is.
Oh, my God.
Little man in a canoe, yeah. That's,
I was going to write that down
on your screen with a pen. Yeah.
I'm not wild.
That stuff's fucked up. A Forumites contest multi. I wonder if that guy's a multi. For Jake Griffin Hot Stuff. Now that bananas are in the game, are we going to see any of the following items introduced in the foreseeable future? Coffee, donuts, or cereal? I don't know.
What? Nah. The whole game is a cereal game.
If we put in donuts, somebody's going to make a cop donut joke.
Oh, come on. Aw, oh, man. Were you with us when we went to El Taco Tote and there were all those cops?
And it smelled like donuts.
It smelled like donuts. Yeah.
That was really weird.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, man. We can go back to when we get home, we go to El Taco Tote and be all like, oh, I'm fucking taco. Yeah, with lime and some radishes.
Yeah, it's sort of like Boston. They just don't have fantastic Mexican food here. Not that we've, like, gone to a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah, I really like that. We went to another donor place today trying to find a good donor, and what they gave us was relatively good, but it wasn't a donor.
Was that place by the train station in Ealing Broadway?
No. We tried that a couple days ago, but yeah. It's West Kebab down the street here. Food was pretty good, but it was more like a...
How's the
like
one at Ealing Broadway?
Euro. Not as kind of like this one.
Hmm. Donor is not just a German thing?
Well,
it's Turkish.
It's Turkish.
But it's a It's a so German thing.
With,
the way
with the German interpretation of a Turkish dish.
Well, it,
good luck in finding that anywhere else in the world.
Yeah, well, we can't. You know, we came.
I mean, we eat a lot of Indian.
Yeah, we came.
Food
we came
here,
to England so. To eat Indian food.
Which is yeah, but that makes sense.
I guess so. Well, I mean, didn't Germany take over Turkey at some point?
I don't know.
I mean, they took over everybody at some point.
I actually don't have a good sense of like where the German Empire extended during World War II. They might have had Turkey.
Paris.
Well, yeah.
We were sure to walk around telling all the French that if it hadn't been for us, they would all be speaking German.
And then they replied in German, "We already do, you assholes."
Yep. Tiny Plastic Deo says, "Hey guys, so any of you heading over to our fine Isle of Ireland for Paddy's Day? I can show you around our fine institution called the Irish Pub. First pint is always on me."
We brought that idea up to Jake, and he's like, "The one place I don't want to be on St. Patrick's Day
yeah.
is Ireland."
Yeah, I mean, just I don't.
Is that today? Is that St. Patrick's
Day? St. Patrick's? No, today's Thursday.
Yeah.
Is St. Patrick's Day on a Thursday?
I don't know. Today's the Ides of March. Did you guys beware?
Today are the Ides of March.
No, today is the Ides of March.
Is Ides singular?
Yes.
Yeah, I think so.
It is?
It's the day. It's a day.
Yeah, but I mean...
Beware the Thursday of March.
There's no Ide of March.
Well, no, but I mean, maybe today is just a collection of...
Of Ides?
Yeah. Let's see what Merriam-Webster says.
The Ides is interesting because it's... It doesn't always fall on the 15th of every month. People assume that it's the 15th, but like some months it's the 13th.
Hmm.
Like that. It's weird Latin or Roman, I guess.
Yeah.
Time
crazy
conventions.
Romans.
Romans are it's crazy. A plural noun, but singular or plural in construction. The 15th day of March, or this day and the 7 days preceding it.
Whoa. Huh.
Yeah, okay. The 15th of March, May, July, or October, or the 13th day of any other month
yeah.
in the ancient Roman calendar, and then broadly this day and the 7 days preceding. So I don't know what broadly means. In
I guess if you use it when you're not referring specifically to the 15th or the 13th, then it's today in the past week.
So I wonder if there is such a thing as Ide.
Weird.
No. There's IDE, abbreviation for Integrated Drive Electronics, and then dash IDE, the, what do you call it?
Suffix.
I
live in Suffolk County.
Hmm. I could deal with a short or no break. How do you guys feel?
I don't care.
I feel like crap just in general, so it doesn't
well,
really
all right.
matter to me.
Yeah. I will at some point probably need you guys to answer a question or two while I get another drink, but,
I could get you another drink.
I don't want you to get me another drink, Typhoid Larry.
I would only
prefer my
I don't
drinks
lick
to
it
be
twice.
Free of disease. John Rahman with a goatee says, "How come the jewel-eyed wizard hat has a power of 10, while the other Mr. Store equipment seems to have a power of 100? Well, the other Mr. Store equipment isn't made for pussy-ass wizards.
We should maybe give it a power of 11, because it goes one higher.
Glebe says, "Cheap wind-up clocks should give more or less turns of effect on daylight savings time."
Yeah. Funny. No, not funny. The fact that daylight savings time is on different days in the United States and Britain is extremely confusing for people
fuck?
Yeah.
The people everywhere. I mean, who does that benefit? Who does daylight savings time benefit in general?
Well, you live in Arizona, so you are in a state that doesn't even observe it.
Right.
Right, but on the East Coast, it gets a little tiresome to, like, you know, go home and it be already dark or whatever, so they, like, get up and it's still dark.
Why couldn't you just... Okay, I worked in a place
yeah.
in Prescott, the flight line for Embry-Riddle Aeronautical University. Just adopted different hours in the summer, right? So, like, for 3 months, everybody was coming into work an hour earlier or an hour later.
Yeah, I figured that. Yeah.
Hour later and going home an hour later, right? You know, and it was like...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's a lot easier to just change the time for everybody than it is for everybody at different hours.
No, it's not. It's not easier at all. It is a gargantuan pain in the ass.
I don't know. You change
every,
it
every
once.
Every fucking piece of software that's ever been written has to cope with it. And if, you know, if this actually happened, this bullshit where the date suddenly changed,
well,
this year.
Bush did change that.
Right. Well, okay, so then fucking everything is going to be fucked up for the entire period of time between them because not every piece of software was updated for the new change.
Apple updated their software.
Well, hooray, Apple. Apple also, you know, has the sense to cut the cord on their old software and not support it anymore. All right. Yeah. Zarynthos says, the falling down drunk before 2 in the afternoon show with Jack the Drunken Hobo, Hot Stuff the Inebriated, and Riff, is it daylight savings time? Falling down drunk. And it's not before 2 in the afternoon. It's 8:10 p.m.
And I haven't even finished my first absinthe yet.
And I'm not inebriated. I'm just dead.
Jedi Peacekeeper says, I heard you guys talking about exploding enemies. May I suggest a Bob-omb in Pixel Land? I also like Riff said about massive damage from enemies. If you inflict hot damage to a certain bomb enemy, it could light a fuse that takes a large percentage of your hit points. Just a thought. That's kind of funny. Harrican says, can we never have Jick back on the Monday show? The girls are awesome. Please never go home, Jick. Fine.
The girls are awesome?
There have been a lot of people saying that. We should listen to the show. We do, and I... Honestly, I could get into this one radio show a week thing in the long term. I really could. Just saying. Mr. Mooj88 says, oh, mighty game creators, I've been looking for older recordings, ones within the last 2 months of the show. Coldfront doesn't have any. Where can I find them? Thanks. Jickshow.asymmetric.net. Coldfront has a link to the Jick Show archive on there, but it is just invisible. It's one of those links like the manage custom outfits thing. It is just invisible for some reason.
People
it shouldn't
can't see
be.
It.
I can't see it. Every time I go, I'm like, oh, they took that link away. And then I like read the entire page in sequence. I'm like, oh no, they didn't. There it is. Why didn't I see that?
Weird.
It is. It's really odd. But yeah, there's a fairly quickly maintained archive. Fairly regularly maintained. Well-maintained.
Just weird.
Yeah. I was talking to Xenophobe. I wonder if he...
Did he upload
this past Monday's show.
I can look.
You can look.
I launched the wrong application.
I just lost our questions.
What? You lost them? They didn't go anywhere. Oh, did you close the tab?
I didn't close the tab. Apocalypse Throb says, you know what? In general, thank you for the revisions to the combat items with the little icons and the reorganization and the flavin'. Yeah, right. Okay, I forgot that I pushed that out. It no longer says you use the whatever and then what happened. Although I thought I got rid of that a long time ago, actually. I had the picture there, but now the picture is next to the message for the item instead of being to the above it and centered. Which it's a little weird when you use an item that gives you... I kind of don't like the way it looks when you use an item that gives you hit points back or something because there's the icon on the left and then what's on the right is a centered thing with another icon on the left of another thing for the you gain your MP back or whatever.
Weird. Is our internet just terribly slow? The latency between me pressing a key in a terminal and it actually showing up on the screen is quite high.
You're not seeding any BitTorrents, are you?
That wasn't Jick, my fault.
Jick downloaded Anarchy Online, and we have this theory going on between us that it managed to install a BitTorrent seed on his machine and has been secretly seeding the internet. He's been spreading his Anarchy Online seed. Yeah. Anarchy Online, by the way, just seems terrible. We tried to play it for like an hour or two, and it was just so awful.
Six years. They had 6 years to make a game that doesn't just totally suck. And they couldn't do it.
I don't know. Maybe it's one of those things where if you were really willing to spend the time to get into it.
I guess.
There is a show from the 12th uploaded.
There is? Oh. Yeah. Super excellent.
I will take care of that after the show and
get both of them uploaded at the same time.
Yeah, and upload them both.
Istanbul says, is it possible for a class other than a turtle tamer to buy pheromones, use them, and still find turtles? Yes, actually. And then he says, again, I am pushing strongly for a redesign of Degrassi Knoll. The meat car quest is agonizingly RNG-dependent, more so than any other quest, even the Goatlet. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's boring, I agree, but go muscle sign. Devlin says, thanks for the auto-attack pickpocket. You guys rock. That's all Xenophorb.
Yeah. He's the man.
Apocalypse Throb says, dry desert. Someone making Super Mario references? Of course. Hogula says, yay for Jake actually playing the game more. Yeah. Well, yay indeed. It's fun. I like this game now. Morbank says, any chance of there being an option to equip items to slots like you select items from the scroll menus? Like selecting accessory 1, hitting T, and then being able to find your Bayo, instead of wading through a bunch of accessories that don't read as quickly to the eye? Huh. I don't know. I mean, I could see...
So you have a drop-down?
Yeah, you'd replace... You'd replace the
equipment section.
The equipment section of the inventory with the drop downs. If you slide. So all it would be those drop downs. Uh-huh. That might be nice, but you'd run into some goofiness, you know, trying to equip the same.
You'd have to commit after each one and reload the page.
Well, no, not necessarily. It could just do some logic for each one, you know.
I guess it would do the first one and then check and see if it was available.
Check and see if it can do the second one, and then check and see if it can do the third one or whatever. Yeah. Because I mean, it'd be tough with let's say you were dual wielding two melee weapons and you told it then to dual wield two ranged weapons. It would try the first one, fail.
I mean, it could do the thing where it just unequips everything.
Unequips everything and then it re-equips everything. Yeah, which it really. Just for custom outfits, that's really the way it just ought to work. I mean, we should know that just really, really needs to be rewritten. Istanbul says, okay, a trophy was recently found. It contains a known literary reference about murder mysteries. What I want to know is, does Ascension reset that counter? It totally does. Ha ha.
Oh man, we're so evil. That was all my fault, by the way.
CD Moyer says, do you folks think that a lunging thrust max synergy nerf of some sort is in order? Quite the hot topic on the forums recently. And any plans to make hockey sticks only equipable one at a time with NS-13? No specific plans. No.
Again, you know, softcore is a different game than hardcore. You just can't do that in hardcore, right? So if that kind of stuff makes you unhappy or whatever, and don't play softcore. Don't try to compete with those people.
Yeah. Waterview says, can we get /tell to work, like in a completely unrelated game that some of us play? Yeah, sure. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, that's the reason that I did. Like, all of the Battle.net chat commands that I knew that were synonymous with /message, I coded when I first did that. I just didn't think about
it. I've never used /tell.
Yeah, I just always use /W in World of Warcraft, just because it's
short.
Short. Indeed. Apocalypse Throb says, I've always thought that the epic fight should happen a few times during a game, like Gorgolok would catch up later, sans scalp on Mount McLarge Huge, or Lopez on a vacation. Somebody's been taking their Rift pills.
I guess so.
We've got to stop selling these pills, people.
Yeah, seriously. Schursler. Schursler. Schursler.
I like Hoggy. This is his trophy suggestion. It's pretty funny.
Morbank says his previous suggestion, the one about the drop down, could be an amendment to compact mode as a whole or a specific customization of compact mode.
Well, I mean,
we'll see.
They don't have to be tied together, but I think it would be that's something that would warrant an account menu option.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I could see that. I would probably do that because my inventory is freaking huge.
Yeah, no, I think that I probably would, too, if I was actually playing. If it could, you know, it would just, though, I don't know, man.
Each drop down would only be populated with stuff that you could equip in that slot. I mean, that's handy.
Yeah, although, having it, I mean, there is the huge advantage of having it sorted alphabetically, right? Because you can first key it in Internet Explorer. You can just type it in Firefox. But then there's a sort of, you'd want it sorted by power.
I think you'd
maybe you don't alphabetically. Maybe you don't. You know, I mean, it would obviously default alphabetically, but. Oh, let's see. MojoTech says, how about this for a Mr. Store item? The 12 swords of the KOL Zodiac. Each one has a different effect, attacks twice with dual wielding, and has a fumble where you fumble all 12 simultaneously, tripping over all of them and stabbing yourself 12 times.
Huh.
So every time you attacked, it would give you one of 12 different effects. And there are also only 9
Zodiacs.
Things in, in the KOL Zodiac, and they're all nearly identical.
What would be interesting is if we did like a sword for each Zodiac sign that was unique, so that only one player could have them at any given time.
What?
And if the player went inactive for 2 months, it would get regenerated. It would they would lose it, and it would go to somebody else.
We've talked about this kind of mechanic and never come up with a really
What if it was if it was somebody who was no defeat?
Then I just said if somebody goes
somebody just went inactive, whether they were inactive or not.
Huh.
I don't know.
Where would where would you get these swords?
I don't know.
If only there was some sort of
ultra rares, maybe.
Some sort of mechanism by which we could have large numbers of people competing for certain rare prizes.
Nah, it's not something that would show up in the auction house, though.
No, 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 I'm not saying the auction house.
Oh, you're not saying the auction house.
I was thinking something else.
Huh. They're saying that there's something weird going on.
What?
A lot of people are reporting this bug where... Oh, Zeno's working on it.
I think he's fixed it, actually, if you're talking about the sorcerers.
No, there was some white screen bug.
Yeah, I think that was the sorceress.
The sorceress?
Yeah.
What weird. Huh. I have no idea what's going on. Why is this here? Where are my questions? Yeah.
Apocalypse Throbs says, does it seem a little silly that Mr. Claw Machine constantly breaks down, smoke and everything? Since it happens so often, shouldn't it be less dramatic / catastrophic?
But it's a tragedy every time.
And it's like the office copier, you know? Eventually you just want to take it out into a field and beat the crap out of it with bats.
But you have to live someplace where bats live in fields.
That's true, instead of caves.
Yeah.
And they also have...
Maybe there are those fields
where they have a thing against... office machines.
Those fields that are made of stone and have ceilings.
Right.
Right.
Like Wrigley Field or something? Or...
Right.
What's the Astro Dome Field?
Waterboo says, quickly teabag hot stuff next time he is asleep from being sickly. No.
What? Yeah, 'cause then you'll get his germs on your balls.
Yeah, what if my balls got a cold?
There was this weird mental image of Riff
with my balls on every surface in the apartment at once.
Yeah, that was a
just me standing in the middle of this spider web of scrotum stretching out across the entire flat.
Yeah.
You know, with great power comes great responsibility.
I don't even know why we got on that topic before.
I think it was it had something to do with the fact that I'm going to be here by myself for what, like 2 weeks or something.
8 days.
Not
that bad.
So, 2 weeks or fractions thereof.
Oh, that's true.
Blick says, okay, there are three of you there. Would the other two smack the one in charge of upgrading the procrastination giant? Smack him soundly like the giant smacked me. It was Mr. Skullhead. It was his idea.
Well, yes and no.
It totally was. We did it exactly the way he wrote it.
No, I'm not. I'm not saying that the particular. But we were also like before that. We were like, and we definitely need to have at least one giant do something.
Well, right. I think we need to have all the giants do something.
You think all the giants should do something?
Oh yeah.
All right.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
No.
So, do have people? Does that really? People really
Some people are cheesed off about it, but I don't think justly.
Just cheese?
I think unjustly they are cheesed off about it.
Uncheesed?
Yes.
They're just uncheesed.
Yes.
They're unjust uncheesed.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know.
Wow. What is this? There's some kind of grease monkey script that's used for manipulating the monster queue. Never should have told anybody about that.
I am shocked sometimes that you let people know about the behind the scenes workings and stuff, because people are, as soon as they know about it, they're going to try to start screwing with it.
Yeah.
You know, not something I would have ever mentioned in detail. So.
Fine.
Like, we've specifically kept the ultra rare process secret.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, and that, I think, was a good choice. Although, at this point, even if we told people exactly how it worked,
yeah,
there's really nothing.
That's the thing. It used to be there; they could. Right. I don't even remember how it used to work. But I think Mr. the Spork and I had actually thought about this when I said this. There is a game where you can set the account to do something kind of EVE Online. You train skills while you do stuff. They also train while you're logged off. Yeah, that's a weird.
I mean, if you just leave the game for a month and come back, will you be like the best person in the world?
No, because you have to log in to tell it. You can't queue up skills to train,
which
is annoying. I really wish you could. Maybe you can, and I just didn't figure it out because the interface is just retarded complicated. Missing Number says, is anything ever going to happen at the Grim Grimmicide site? Ever? No.
What do you mean? It's, you're just not allowed in. All sorts of stuff is happening all the time. Just because it's not animated doesn't mean they're not working. Those penguins are industrious.
Discworldian says, I would like Jick to hear this tribute. Think Dennis Leary's History of the F Word, and then links to an MP3 that I will listen to at some point. Blasphemous says, the camel's toe. That's a good, Constellation.
Constellation.
Oh, yeah. Dude, I'll write that down.
Blick says, the pussy. My wife says, not to forget the cooter, and says, turtle. But I don't understand that. I think that had nothing to do with this, conversation. It's just
Cooter was that guy, the mechanic.
Dukes of Hazzard.
Yeah.
This constellation that looks like the mechanic from the Dukes of Hazzard. She says a cooter is a turtle.
Huh.
And don't you remember that Daily Show? I don't guess I do. T. Urbit says, what's the best thing you've ever seen / done / eaten? Are there any Homestar Runner references in the game?
You can bleep people, for example. And there are boxing gloves.
Whoa, here's a Muffy's World of Vagina Euphemisms on this website. Right. Beef jacket.
Huh.
Box lunch at the Y. Catcher's mitt. Clown's pocket. What the fuck? Oh, we got the cum dumpster.
That's tasteful.
That explains the whole babies and dumpsters thing.
I'm not sure that that's true.
Okay, so maybe it doesn't actually.
Wow, I totally broke that shit.
Good job.
Well, it is your shit.
I rewrote the has effect function and called it got effect. I just needed it in a different place. That was a dumb move on my part. Let's see. Gleeb says you should make the female hole in the sky for female characters. I like the alternating ascension.
Yeah.
Momoka says the average blank white card is worth up to 1,000 points, but Ivan Drago can make cards worth up to 3,000 points. Whatever he draws, he destroys. Riff, save America. Is Ivan Drago like Bill Brasky?
I have no idea.
The Gunrun says, if you had to, how would you describe KOL to Teal'c from Stargate SG-1?
What? Who?
First of all, I'd just be like, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, it's Teal'c. I can't believe I'm actually meeting the real Teal'c. You're so awesome. Oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god. And then I'd probably pass out. I'd get the vapors. And my wife would make fun of me because she hates Teal'c.
Also, she hates the vapors.
That's true. That's true.
And by vapors, he means he would fart.
Hogulus says, remember to upload tonight's show.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Put it on our to-do list because it's something Hogulus said.
You got to be careful with that. He's gonna abuse that power.
Apocalypse Throb says, "I've never heard anything good about Anarchy Online."
Yeah, I haven't either. We were just curious. They came out with that free client thing. Like you can play for free now, apparently.
Should you, for some reason, want to play?
They sell advertising space in the game, apparently, which is interesting. I mean, that's interesting to me, honestly.
So if you had a game that really, really sucked and you wanted to advertise it to people who like really, really shitty games, you could advertise it in Anarchy Online. I gotta say, the price is right. At the very least.
The game show?
Mm-hmm.
Come on down.
Mojo Tech says, hey, how about instituting a glove slot? It can replace or go in the container slot and would remove complaints about how implausible it is to wear three pairs of gloves at once. And then people would want to be able to dual wield different kinds of gloves.
Do people not realize that all the stick figure characters have a third arm that you just can't see because...
It's actually a third pair of arms.
Third pair of arms?
Yeah. Each of the arms that you see is actually two arms. Oh. That's what dual wield is. It's actually just the ability to use your other right hand.
Right hand.
Yeah. Everybody's right-handed. Slavok says, the effects in uneffect.php and charpane.php are in a seemingly random order. Put them in the same order, or char page. You mean char sheet?
One of the...
Please put them in the same order that they are in charpane, by turns remaining.
I think I asked you to do that once, and you were like, eh.
I mean...
Having things consistent like that is nice. At the very least, it looks nicer.
Yeah, it's just that I don't know...
You don't know how they're organized in either case?
No, they're organized by the number of turns they have left, which is not necessarily at all important to you when you're using an Echo Eye Drop, right? Like...
Did they say an uneffect as well?
Yeah.
Oh.
I could see it on char sheet, sure. Why not?
Turns remaining highest is at top?
I think lowest is at top because the ones that
are more likely
that are about to expire.
But see, that would make sense as well. And
I guess an effect you're trying to get rid of, you're probably going to have less of than effects that you're keeping a lot of on you on purpose.
Yeah.
Fine. Put it on my to-do list. Pretend that Hogulus said it.
Oh, okay. And also in the character. So the character sheet, character pane, and on effect. All right.
Waterbow says, shouldn't the ghost of Fernsworthy's great-great-grandfather be physically resistant? Yeah, probably. I'm going to do some stuff to... we will probably beef up the existing basement monsters once we've gone in and added a bunch more stuff to the basement.
Yeah, I mean, in an ideal world, it should be a toss-up whether the stat challenges or the monsters are what's holding you back.
Because right now it's just the stat challenges,
yeah,
right?
Which sucks.
I mean, if we do the thing that, oh man, how the hell did this happen? My wife's awesome toy thing just broke.
Did it break or did it just?
I mean,
separate
the thing
into
just
pieces?
Fell out somehow.
Wait, it's some sort of stove.
Yeah, I think it has to be taken apart because I think it had to be put together backwards.
Why is
that
there
was
a
the best Kinder Egg toy ever?
Stove.
It's like a stove with a demon in it. Yeah, I don't get it, man.
Kinder eggs are strange. You have two of the same robot now.
That's like the third one also.
Yeah.
Well, Riff...
I've got one in the box.
Riff has one. You guys have one. Kit got one.
I've got another one at home.
Yeah. It's cool. I like it a lot, actually.
Yeah, no, that's a neat... neat little robot. Apocalypse Job said there was a girl about thready hole in the sky. There was a thread about girly hole in the sky monsters. I made some suggestions. And then he links to the thread. I shall take a look.
You know, the idea has been suggested multiple times to have a female version of it. I think
an entire version of it, because I mean, I know the individual monsters had come up or whatever, but
or to have some zone that was all, it didn't have to be the version of that per se. But
Glebe says, how high a priority is fix Wallaby on your to do list? You know,
I mean, first we have to find a veterinarian who's willing to fix a Wallaby,
and then we have to get a Wallaby.
Yeah.
And then we have to break it.
Yeah.
Glebe says, having the effect half-eaten brain should ban you from haiku if you have an even player ID. That's pretty funny. Because, you know, it says you're either really bad at math or really bad at poetry, depending on which half it is.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Prenequeezer says, was that recent discussion of the one sword per zodiac sign at all inspired by Saberhagen's Book of Swords? Also, maybe you can only keep the sword as long as you stay within the same zodiac sign. If you ascend into another, it disappears. That'd be awesome. An item of the month that just disappears when you ascend? Sweet.
I was in a D&D campaign once that was sort of based on those books. It was a pretty good campaign. I had like two of the swords at one point.
There's another player whose turns played are at the energy limit. There was a bug somehow. Did you see that guy who had a 3-day, 11,337 turn run on the Turtle Tamer hardcore boards? Yeah. There was some bug with something, right? There was some bug with something that was allowing Ad Adventures -1 to fire even when you were at zero adventures, right? It wasn't anything important. I think it might have... I mean, somebody suggested in the thread that it was like untapping Black Lotuses when you're attempting to untap Black Lotuses over and over again or something, right? There was some way, because they obviously tuned that number, right? So there's some bug somewhere that allows you to inflate your turn count artificially.
Huh. I remember there was a boss fight that you could keep trying to do that would do that for a little while, but I thought we fixed that.
Yeah, I don't know.
The Boner Dagon, I think it was.
Huh.
Because you'd try to go there, it would say that you couldn't, but it would still add to your turn count.
Hmm. I don't know. It's in there somewhere. Xenophobe might have fixed it, actually.
Okay.
Xenophobe's been kicking ass and taking names the last handful of days.
Highly, highly approving.
Prenequeezer suggests the box, also very easy to draw.
Yeah, it's very simple.
Makes a lot of sense as a...
Yeah, it's hard to draw a perspective, though, with
what are you talking about?
Dots and lines.
Dude,
it's trivial to draw.
for a constellation?
Yeah.
I think the dots
are the corners and the lines are... I mean, it's basically just a hexagon with some of the lines not filled in.
Okay, but some of the lines not filled in is the complicated bit, right? Everything else is just two-dimensional. Everything else.
Oh.
Suddenly you have a...
I don't think that's...
Okay, whatever. Just talk to me again tomorrow. After you've had a chance to think about how wrong you are.
Yeah. Waterboo says, wait until Hogulus remembers to tell you that you need to send him lots of money. Jan Keat says, who do each of you think is going to win the NCAA championships? Or if you don't like NCAA basketball, explain why, please. I don't like NCAA basketball because it is sports.
Yeah, I'll go with that one.
I don't know what NCAA stands for.
National Collegiate Athletics Association.
I know, I'm kidding. I don't care. I have so little concern for... sporting event.
Yeah.
Following.
Apocalypse Throb says, marinate the nether rod in the squish mitten.
I think that's...
Vulcanize the whoopee stick in the ham wallet.
Huh.
Okay. LSK says, are there plans for introducing a significant number of new abilities anytime in the foreseeable future? Would they be class specific? Would they be tied to NS13? Is there anything in in the NS13 stuff that is like a new skill for every class? I don't think there is yet. There are tons of new skills, but they're not what you think, really. I mean, I would say probably in terms of actual skills, there are probably going to be 20 or 30 new skills with NS13, but not not in a way that you're going to be particularly excited about.
I have no idea what you're talking about either.
Yes, you do. You do know. I mean, we've talked about this before. You're just not thinking about it. Art Shamsky says, we in games were wondering, how much meat does the MMG take out of the game daily? Daily, I don't know. It's pushing.
It depends on... Oh, I don't know either anymore.
It's in the tens of billions now, I think.
It has taken out,
yeah. Enter the Wumpa says, I was thinking, can all the radio shows from Hot Stuff's house be collectively called the Fuzzle Faggot Ridge Chronicles? Sure.
Of Narnia.
The Chronic. What? Oh.
We should get that. We should make that an MP3, and we should use that as an intro and outro at some point.
It was the same bug. I didn't realize it was the same bug. All right. So, yeah, there was a bug with Teleportitis where the... sending you the Oracle, you were guaranteed to get to the Oracle the first time you got Teleportitis, no matter what happened.
How?
Get it at zero turns. You get Teleportitis, go down to zero turns, and then you could just keep hammering on Last Adventure, and the thing that sent you to the Oracle happened before it checked whether you had any... No, it happened after, but it didn't fail if you had already failed from not having any adventures left.
Damn.
Yeah. And apparently that got reported like a year ago, and we didn't do anything about it. Which was another thing that Istari Asuka pointed out, how we never respond to bug reports, and when we do, we fix them in the worst possible way. Fucking dick.
Worst possible way being, fuck you.
Okay, so one thing that a lot of players don't realize is we get hundreds of bug reports that are just factually incorrect, or due to, like, some sort of...
hey, the bugged bugbear is broken.
Well, okay, I'm not even talking about the stuff that, like, people just don't get the joke, right? They just didn't realize something was going on, like, something happened. They just didn't understand what was going on, or it's a grease monkey script that's
oh, God,
not working,
yeah.
Right?
I mean,
hundreds
like,
a day.
Right, and the thing is, like, for someone... So Zly has to read all the bug reports, right?
Right.
Zly... is not the ideal person to do it, right? But also, I mean, her time is the ideal time to use on it. Because if me or Xenophobe had to do it,
we would never get anything else done.
If we had to like genuinely consider everyone. So, I mean, the serious ones, I mean, honest to God, the serious ones don't tend to come to us by way of the bug report form. I mean, we get wind of them, and we look at what was sent to the bug report form sometimes, you know. But, yeah, it just... You don't. Nobody knows the trouble we've seen. You don't understand my pain. Waterboo says, "How long is your to-do list?" Oh, infinity minus one. Jordana says, "What is that noise in the background? That sounds like someone sharpening a huge knife." Well, that's a guy with a big knife.
That's Riff's glass of absinthe being shuffled on the table. Yeah.
Riff's twirling his absinthe glass.
Istanbul is wondering whether the penguin strippers only take singles. I think they only do take singles. If you've been trying to use meat stacks, sorry.
Garden Chai says, are there plans to fix the bug that causes /W to show people in /clan when they're online, but on actually in /clan? But not actually in /clan?
Yeah, it shows... It's a problem where they like the chat pane isn't... They don't have the chat pane loaded. It shows them as being online, but you can't tell who's in chat and who isn't.
When you do
whatever the clannies, I think.
Oh, /clannies, okay.
I think that's what they're talking about.
Okay. Yeah, I'll look. Jesus Christ, that code is...
Yeah, it's going to be a pain. It's going to be a huge mess.
A million years old. I mean, not really, because a regular who does just people who are in chat.
Right.
I think.
I don't know. it's all very.
I mean, obviously, if all of the slash who for a if all of that worked like this, then people would be complaining about all of it rather than just the clan one, right? So there must be a difference there.
I think clannies. I think the problem is that clannies doesn't differentiate between who's in chat and who's not. But I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, I mean, it may have been that the differentiation of who's in chat and who's not was added after that clannies was added, and clannies was like a copy of the code with a separate restriction placed on it.
Okay. Maybe it's going the other direction. Maybe it's only showing people in chat and not people who are online.
Mm-mm. We should have taken a break.
It's only 15 minutes.
You can take a break from all your worries, Jake.
It sure would help a lot, I'm told.
Are you telling us that you'd like to get away?
Just saying that sometimes I want to go where everybody knows my name. Cabra says, currently the spooky element has a cycle of skills related to it, the ones from the manor. Are the other elements also going to get similar cycles? Eh, sure.
Well, there is the motorcycle that we're planning on implementing.
There are those minstrels that ride around on their minstrel cycles.
Oh, man.
One of the things that you auto-sell stuff to is a cycling minstrel. That's been there forever. Enter the Wumpus. Yeah, there's this guy in the forums who, because of his horrible sentence structure, is threatening to keep donating until we unnerf the giants.
Awesome.
So as long as we leave the giants nerfed, yeah, we don't have to do anything else. Disco Lord says, how many meat paste and meat stacks / dense ones are made per day? Oh, a fucking whole bunch.
What is this? What is your face of gloominess there?
Oh, is bullshit. Bullshit. No, just I hate the fact that all the meat stack stuff shows up in our meat tracking because it just makes looking at a given day's data completely useless. Yes, I understand that looking at a month's data, it tends to even out over time, but it doesn't have to, which is annoying.
And if it bothers you, then you just do the math about how much.
Yeah, no, that's what I like is
doing math.
I think it's a hallmark of good report design that the person looking at it is forced to do mental arithmetic if they actually want the results that the report is supposed to display.
I mean,
that's what they teach in database school. Actually,
trivial thing for you to fix where it automatically would do the math
for
you.
Dude, I can't fix it. It's on Sandbox. I don't have access to that shit. And even if I did.
Somebody took a doo-doo in the Sandbox.
have you
heard that King Missile song?
No, I haven't.
Really?
Yeah.
We're going to play that whole album tonight while we're working on stuff. Because if you haven't heard that, there's a lot of other good songs you haven't heard.
Which album?
The King Missile. I have like a.
Is it Mystical Shit or
Mystical Shit? And then, but there's also another album.
I think Mystical Shit's the only one I've heard.
I got this like dual set thing. Crap! What the hell? What is wrong with my iTunes?
It's on a Mac.
Oh, dude, okay. Huh? Yeah, I guess Mystical Shit is. It's all listed as being part of that, but the album itself actually was divided into two. Cheesecake Truck. Have you not heard Cheesecake Truck?
No.
Really? Oh my god. Yeah, you've got a King Missile education coming your way.
All right, I'm excited. This is messed up. I can't figure out how to fix this thing of my wife's. I'll have to let her fix it. She's the one who put it together in the first place.
Enter the Wumpus challenges us to think of the best thing ever. Quick.
Beef stew.
Wow. My favorite place in the world is this awesome hostel in Switzerland. It's actually not very hostile. It's very welcoming. Also, I like cheese.
Cheese is good.
Yeah, this is what happens when we run out of questions. Is that? Oh, wow! Really? That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, everybody's breaking Kinder Egg shit. Phoenix gets the best toys out of Kinder Eggs. Everything that we've gotten has sucked, but everything that she gets is just fucking awesome.
She got that awesome. She's gotten two awesome motorcycle things, which is weird.
Yeah, one with a little flywheel in it.
One that defies space and time because I don't understand how it could have possibly fit inside a Kinder Egg.
Yeah.
It's like it had to have been a two Kinder Egg set or something.
Oh, well then.
We could just have a really long outro. Outro. I'm still trying to figure out what you're talking about with these extra skills.
No, you're not, dude. Okay, so there's that place in that other place. Yeah, Prenicuser.
Oh, those. Oh.
So there's
20
skills?
Or 30 of those?
Yeah, 20 or 30.
No way.
Yeah, dude, because I want, you know, and make it so you could only conceivably afford, like, 10 in a run so that.
Wow.
Just, I mean, force some serious choices there. And, like, if
20
we.
20 or 30. We need to get started cracking on that.
No,
shit.
We don't. Most of them are just going to be copies of,
okay,
of class skills with a sort of.
Okay. Yeah.
Prenicuser sends a quick graphic of what the box constellation would look like. I understand this, and Riff understands this. It's hot stuff that's all like.
That's not a box, though. That's like a. That's there, where is the opening?
It's on top.
Then it's closed. Do you see?
How do you know?
See the
okay. Yes. All right. All right. Because if it was open on top, you'd be able to see the line there,
yes,
and you can't let it connect to another line.
So it's
we could
closed.
Put another star there,
then
or
it's
the box
not a,
is
then
closed.
It's no longer a metaphor.
It's open on the back, Kevin.
Or maybe
I mean,
it's
hot stuff.
Maybe
it's open on the back. You're so
yeah,
frustrated.
There
you go. You get me so goddamn worked up. I can't even fucking talk. I wish I knew that line. I feel like that was a pretty brilliant piece of ad-libbing in Reservoir Dogs, where he's like trying to be mad at people, and he's like stumbles over some line, and then he just makes a joke about how he's so pissed off he can't even talk. I need to remember what
remember
the actual
that.
Lyric is.
I've only seen that movie
lyric?
Once. And it was
wow,
just,
really?
Yeah, it was just so violent.
Oh yeah, you hate it because it's too violent. And yet, Fight Club is your favorite movie.
Yeah, where I don't the violence in Fight Club sort of did not make me sort of like turn away. Just torture. Just I can't handle watching torture.
You should not watch Hostel.
Okay, and it sounds like Saw. Sounds would be terrible
Saw.
For me to see.
Saw. No, I mean, there's nobody ever actually being tortured in Saw. It's just
the whole movie. The idea of the movie
no, they're not
tortured,
really being
like
tortured. They just wake
torture.
Up. Yeah, well, I guess it
well,
is.
Well, yeah, I mean,
the
key but it's
is
so interesting
behind somebody's
though.
Eyeball or something.
Yeah, yeah, I've only seen the first one. I still need to see the sequels.
You only saw. Saw.
The first Saw, yeah.
You have not yet yeah. Saw.
I haven't
Saw
seen
2.
Saw 2.
Saw,
see?
Merritt 2007 says, Garden J means that slash who shows people who aren't in chat. Nothing to do with slash clannies. Maybe that'll clear it up some. Disco Lord says, what are you doing for next year's Crimbo event? Fucking nothing.
Yeah. God. We'll do the previous year's advent calendar, and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Jesus.
What we're actually going to do is the 12 days of Crimbo, and on each of the 12 days, there will be 9 new zones for you to adventure in.
It's just not even funny.
It's kind of funny.
Maybe we could have a zone where, like, you go to it, and on the first day, you get attacked by a partridge in a pear tree, and you can fight it once. And then on the next day, you get attacked by a goose a laying, and you can fight that one twice.
And then the partridge.
And then you fight the partridge.
That's
yeah.
pretty funny, actually.
Yeah.
That works pretty well.
Awesome. That's yeah. That's a good.
I'll write that down.
That's neat. Because there's a lot of monsters by the end. Because yeah. I mean, that, we sort of how do we?
And the, yeah, and then the partridge, the thing that the partridge drops each time gets better and better each
yeah,
day. So
yeah.
By the end, you have to do.
Oh right, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So okay.
Yeah.
That's a cool. Yeah. Nice. Whole event in a single zone. The whole toy construction thing was cool, but I don't think we can go anywhere else with it. You know, like
yeah.
I don't want to make more sets of those and create more of
yeah.
these items that are just going to be laying around with nothing to do from. We might.
We could bring back the workshops.
We could bring back the workshops and just let you do stuff with the old pieces from last year. That would actually get rid of a lot of those and turn them into things that were consumable or turn them into things that were at least useful. I mean, I don't. Do we need to worry about? Tank in the market on stuff like that? Do we care? there are so many hundreds of thousands of those items that I can't imagine that there is much. But I mean, what does like a kite sell for in the mall? Is anybody selling the like a kite? Kite sells for 500 meat. No, that's tree eating kite. There's regular kites for 1500 meat. Yeah. I think that the benefit to new players being able to buy the bits from last year, which I'm sure have got to be cheap, right? Like string. What does string cost?
Dollhouses are nearly half a million.
Oh, wow, really?
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a big deal then to bring back doll. Although people were pissed that there were no doll, there were no like spooky dollhouse.
Wooden blocks are around 2200 to 2400. The spooky ones are about 200 to 300.
People farm the crap out of the this most recent Crimbo's stuff.
Yeah.
Part of it was also the scaling monsters that were really good for leveling, and also the fact that we added something not too long before that encouraged people to level.
Lengths of string are 800 meat at the low end. The cheapest ones are the Viagra vendor, with vendor misspelled. Red Nevada would be proud.
I'm wondering whether they send out spam K-mails every day, trying to get you to go to their store.
I don't know.
The last day, you would need to spend 78 turns.
Nice. That's pretty cool. Apocalypse Throb says, Transformers movie, July 4th. OMFG. You know, I just don't fucking care.
I saw a preview of it, and it looked fucking awesome. Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much it's going to follow the story at all, but the effects were fucking sweet.
Let's just go see it.
Yeah.
Dude, whatever. I don't even like the Transformers.
Well, then it won't matter.
It's opening during Comic-Con. That's going to be crazy.
Oh, dude.
Momoka says, I'm working on a browser game which currently has 74 unique locations with descriptions and no gameplay. When I have gameplay and more locations, will you look at it? Yeah, sure. I'll look at any browser game anybody makes.
In fact, he has been doing a lot of that lately.
I have. I've been playing a lot of Vox Imperium. And I tried to play goddamn Hobo Wars.
What? Why does that make you so angry?
Because it just doesn't have to suck as much as it does. I mean, it doesn't have to be incomprehensibly convoluted. For something with almost no gameplay, yeah. It has so much window dressing and fucking ads and promotional campaigns and just... Ugh. Preenequizer says, the fight with the 5 golden rings needs to be really drawn out and slow. They don't do much damage, but they just have a ton of hit points. Yeah. Oh, boy. Buffcore Phil, I think, is running a... He's done this thing that automatically makes a podcast of the... it automatically creates an RSS feed of the the Jick Show archive, which, yeah. I don't... He links to a forum topic, which I'm not going to read that URL, but it's let's see what forum it's in, at least. It's in the community. The Jick Show /120 minutes as podcast. Posted by Buffcore Phil. Alright, I'm going to see if Lilith is ready. Excuse me. I'm also going to keep burping up this delicious Marston's Old Empire India Pale Ale. It's not that great. Beer here.
Yeah, we found a beer that we liked and then it disappeared from the shelf.
Yeah, that was fucked up, man.
We bought out their stock.
I need to find a song... she requests a song that's more than a minute and a half long. So, all right, going to play this Rolf Harris version of Waltzing Matilda, which has a little speech ahead of it. But it's fun.
It's entertaining. It's a good song.
It's a good version of Waltzing Matilda. Anyway, we'll see it is remotely possible that we will do a show on Thursday, but I wouldn't hold my breath. If I held my breath till then, I would not be conscious to do the show anyway. So.
Or alive.
Anyway, we'll see you in a while.
See ya.
Bye, everybody.
There's a song about an Australian hobo, I guess you'd call him. He wanders through the bushland of Australia and he takes all his meagre belongings wrapped up in an old blanket, which is strung across his shoulders with an old piece of twine. And this is called his swag, hence the name Swagman. Now, affectionately or otherwise, he refers to this swag as Matilda. It's like his only companion. And as he wanders through the bush tracks, he finds himself talking to it as if it's a real person. So the term waltzing Matilda has nothing to do with dancing at all. It means, in fact, carrying this thing on your back through the long, lonely stretches of the Australian bush. A couple of other terms quickly. Pay attention because I will be asking questions afterwards about this. A couple of other terms. A billabong is a pool of deep water. A billy is a little tin can they boil the tea in. A jumbuck is a sheep. A tucker bag is a bag for carrying tucker. food bag is a tucker is food. It's a food bag. Sorry, like a knapsack. What else? The squatter is the big landowner. That's enough. Let's get on with this. Once a jolly swagman camped by a billabong under the shade of a coolabah tree, and he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he watched and waited till his billy boiled. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Then down came a jumbuck to drink at that billabong. Up jumped the swagman and grabbed him with glee. And he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And he sang as he shoved that jumbuck in his tucker bag. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Then down came the squatter, mounted on his thoroughbred. Down came the troopers. One, two, three. Righto, where's that jolly jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? You come a waltzing Matilda with me. Waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. Righto, where's that jolly jumbuck that you've got in your tucker bag? You come a waltzing Matilda with me. So up jumped the swagman, and he sprang into that billabong. That bit. You'll never take me alive, said he. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda, waltzing Matilda. You'll come a waltzing Matilda with me. And his ghost may be heard as you pass by that billabong. You'll come a waltzing Matilda.